It's been a few days now. I still haven't weighed in on Israel-Palestine. I honestly don't know who to post. Usually it's easy. BLM, bang. Ukraine, bang. COVID, bang.
Hey, did you do your Israel-Palestine post yet?
I've never missed a stance.
So who'd you go with?
I look at my phone, I see a lot of Republicans supporting Israel. So I go, maybe stay away from that. Then I see a lot of the people we've been calling Nazis supporting Palestine. But then get this, the people that we've been calling them Nazis with are happy Israel's getting attacked. Riddle me that. But there really is no easy answer here.
Did you do your Israel-Palestine post yet?
No.
What does your manager think of that?
I'm retired.
Oh, you don't have representation right now?
Obviously, I was at the front lines of getting mad at Kanye West when he was doing the anti-Semitism stuff. Everyone was thanking me for standing up for the Jewish community. So naturally, I'm seeing this happen. I go, okay, we're back with the Jews again. I see Kylie Jenner post for Israel. I think, okay, the word's in. Then boom, she's getting killed on every angle. So it's not Israel. So I start doing a bit more research. I'm seeing Queers for Palestine. And generally, you want to be on the side of the queers. If you look at the things, you're not going to get in trouble if you go with what the queers are saying. Then Mia Khalifa, who we obviously support, is posting with the queers. And she's getting fired from her job. The whole reason I'm posting this is to get in better standing with my job. And by the way, I started to see that your silence is noted post popping up, so we're running out of fucking time here.
If you had to pick, who would you say?
I would stay out of it, like I told you.
But if you kind of have to choose, which is sort of what a situation I feel like I find myself in. But you don't understand, I gotta post to support one of them. I know to you, it might be like, oh, who cares what he thinks. A buddy of mine booked a Geico commercial from his Ukraine TikTok, so it happens.
Feels like we like decolonizing. What is decolonizing? Is that just like killing the people?
It's a difficult situation.
That's literally what I was saying, man. Because normally it's pretty easy.
I don't know what the answer is.
This one's, I just want to post one of the flags and sort of be done with it. It's tougher than you think. I'm getting yelled at if I post Palestine. I'm getting yelled at if I post Israel.
Right.
It's starting to feel like, if anything, I'm the victim here. I'm looking on the internet. I see Jews for Palestine. I kid you not. Also, I'm watching the parades. We're talking Times Square. Between me and you, when I see a bunch of brown people having a parade, I think it's a pretty safe bet to be on their side. Never failed me before. I mean, people are probably texting each other right now, wondering where my statement is.
Israel, though, probably, right?
Yeah.
For me, it's a little more complicated as a Gentile, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe if I look at who's getting censored, that's a good place to look.
Like, follow the YouTube warnings. And then I'm looking at UN women, thinking, you know, follow the sniz, whatever the women say is usually pretty good. They're just posting random shit that has nothing to do with it. Trans lesbians are lesbians. Can I just go with that? Just like a random blanket post. Just be like, hey, lesbos, just so you know, lesbos with dongs are still lesbos. Stop avoiding the dong lesbos. I feel like it's the wrong move.
But you going Israel or Palestine, you thinking?
No English.
Oldest trick in the book, my friend. I wish I could do the same.
Okay, so like, if native people in America took down some girls at Coachella, I'd probably be like with the natives against me, right? Like, that seems right.
I can talk to my representation for you if you're...
No, it's okay.
Palestine's gotta have Jewish people there, right? Like, Palestine, isn't that... Am I being messed with here?